Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There it is on Westwood One as the...
Mike Tirico, baby.
As the Tennessee Titans beat the Pats by a final of 20-13, ending the season for New England and ending perhaps the career of Tom Brady in New England. Now, obviously, there's a lot of... evasive talk in the immediate aftermath. Brady was at the podium afterwards, looking resplendent in a blue.
I watched it. Big games, I'll watch press conferences as I'm up.
Okay.
And I don't even think Belichick even talked after the game on Saturday because he talked yesterday, but because I never saw anything Saturday night. Mm. But Brady said he thinks he's coming back to play football.
Right.
He has no idea when.
He has no plans to retire. He wants to keep playing. And as far as playing again for the Pats, he says that, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's a free agent.
Look, he did not have a good season by any metric, even by his metrics.
It was not a great Brady season. He still was, what, top three, top four in passing yardage?
Yeah, but they played a lot of crap teams. That said.
Okay, but he also had a lot of crap players around
him. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But it was, you know, his playing ability is starting to dwindle a little bit, let's be honest.
It's been dwindling for a couple
years.
Yeah,
I know. Okay, I mean, but he's still really good.
Right. Age waits for nobody, even right. Tom Brady.
So we have no idea what Kraft and Belichick, who knows what Belichick's going to do. I mean, I assume he's going to come back, but I mean, who the hell knows? So people are trying to figure out, well, if he doesn't stay in New England, even where is he going to play next year, Jamie? If you were a betting man, where do you think he's playing?
New England. Because of Bob Kraft, not because of Bill Belichick, because of Bob Kraft, because this has been a three-man show all the way along. Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. And, I, you know, obviously they have Jared Stidham as his backup quarterback. Maybe they will be more aggressive in the offseason looking for another solution for Tom Brady. But I would argue at times this year, Brady offensively has been all they've had.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this team was built on its defense. And early in the season, it looked like the Pats were going to have one of the truly great defenses, maybe of all time, but certainly in the league this year. That started to leak a little bit as the season went along.
As they started to play better quarterbacks,
yeah.
Too.
And look, Montana, Namath.
They all played with different
teams. You know, Kurt Warner. I mean, you can go down the list. Peyton Manning, a list of guys who played their seasons out in other or their careers out in other cities. So I'm not saying that Brady's any better or worse than those guys in terms of not being able to do it or whatever, but I just don't think Tom Brady is the answer for another team. Like if another team looking like Tom Brady at this point in his career would be he'd be a backup quarterback for a lot of teams in terms of a Josh McCown, a veteran who can come in.
Right. The choices are not that great if he wants to be on a team that has a chance to make the playoffs. So you're talking about, do the Chargers fit that description? Because that seems to be the popular pick.
Well, they have Keenan Allen.
Correct.
They have
Melvin Gordon for the time being. Yeah, Eckler.
Yeah, Austin Eckler.
Mike Williams, right, is on that team. But they have a good tight end.
But does he want to go out and deal with that? I mean, play in that stadium? You know,
no,
I mean,
it's a new stadium. Don't forget.
Is that open next year?
Yes, and they're going to use. They would use him to, you know, okay. You know, sell tickets and all. He'll be a pawn too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if he wants to deal with that, but it is L.A. He is from California. I'll tell you where, you know, it's not a sexy place. It'd be very ironic. Indianapolis, he's got Brissett as a backup. I mean, they were disappointing this year, but a lot of that had to do with injury. They're a pretty good team with tons, and I mean tons of cap room. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'd want to go to Indianapolis. I mean, I saw they were on ESPN in the break. Rex Ryan said New England Bart Scott and somebody else said McAfee said the Chargers and somebody else said Miami.
Why would he go to Miami?
Orlovsky said Miami. What? Well, because if Miami doesn't draft, if Tua, whatever If Miami doesn't draft
a
quarterback.
Miami's not a Tom Brady away from winning a Super Bowl.
I totally agree with you.
Like, to me, Tom Brady would have to go somewhere where he was surrounded by offensive talent. And I think he realizes that after losing Gronkowski, never having the running game completely develop. I mean, you go back to the whole Antonio Brown storyline in New England, and one of the reasons why everybody thought that was a good idea and a good fit was because Brady thought it was a good fit. Or one of the reasons Brady thought it was a good fit is because he knew he had nobody else. Now, whether or not that's Belichick, who is purposely trying to sabotage Brady at this point in his career by not developing N'Keal Harry more quickly than he did, I don't know. Because Harry seemed like he was going to be the answer to maybe the next great receiver to go along with Tom Brady.
Hard to believe that he was drafted before Metcalf.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. But Metcalf was also a little bit of a combine sensation.
Right.
He hadn't actually been a terrific player. He just looked the part. Now, he's obviously put up a record number of yardage yesterday as a rookie. But I don't know. I just – obviously, it's very disappointing. It's hard to envision Brady getting back to the level ever that he's been at.
Right.
It's hard to envision a situation where it's like Tom Brady is the Super Bowl champion quarterback where he's actually – the reason why. I mean, last year when they won the Super Bowl, it was because of their defense, not because that much of Tom Brady. But
what about Chicago?
Do you think there's enough talent offensively around him in Chicago?
Got Allen Robinson.
Yeah, Allen Robinson is a nice player.
Yeah, but he's a solid receiver. I'd say, I think he's, him and Kenny Golladay are kind of equivalent. Maybe Golladay's slightly better.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not, you know, he said, you know, Philip Dorsett. I mean, it's just, I mean, Edelman's like his perfect player
right.
to play with him when he's healthy. I mean, Edelman being banged up at the end of the season was a big story.
That was a big drop. If he catches
I just have a hard time believing it's over. I really do. I think Kraft will say, listen, we've been together this long. We will end it together on my terms. I'm the owner, and I want Tom Brady back. And if Belichick gives him the middle finger, then maybe that's the risk that Kraft is willing to take, you know?
Maybe Belichick leaves.
No, I don't think I just look, Belichick, did you guys watch the NFL film stuff, the 100? And did you see where Brady was actually in there for they did like two segments with Brady and Belichick, and
it was great.
It was good, but I just got the sense that they don't like each other that much, but they know what each other brings to the table, and so they respect the hell out of it. And so that's why they've been together for so long.
Well, and you know Belichick holds it against him that he's Garoppolo's not on the team.
I get that, but don't you think Belichick is smart enough, though, to realize that his genius, his legacy, his standing, I mean, like, Belichick's in that top 100.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Brady. And Brady's in it because of Belichick. They both realize what one and the other brings.
But do they both realize that they couldn't be there without each other? I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope so,
They're
too.
They're both smart people.
But Jamie, when you are, you know, when people are so successful, whether they show it outwardly or not, ego gets in the way of rational thinking. So they could probably think, yeah, Belichick was great for me, but I could have done this with another real, like with Marty Schottenheimer or some, you know, whatever. Belichick could have said, I could have done this with, you know, a really good quarterback.
Matt Castle?
No, I'm not talking about.
Well, no, he won 11 games.
No, I know. I'm not talking
Castle.
About a schlub. I mean, another good quarterback.
I think if he leaves, it's because he does want to get away from Belichick and he wants to see what it's like to play somewhere else and maybe have more fun.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't want to see it end. I think this would be bad.
I love dynasties.
Brady seems like the kind of guy who doesn't really give a damn about the fun. You know what I mean? Like, Brady is a really hard-working, hard-driving guy. You know what I mean? So I think he kind of likes New England for that reason.
What about Vegas?
Vegas, baby. Yeah. Play for Gruden.
Yeah.
Some ticket text, 97136. Tom Brady is the new Lions backup. Patriot ties played in Ann Arbor. There you go. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be a backup to Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Well, Tom Brady, I believe, has 34 playoff wins in his career. Matthew Stafford has fewer than that.
Yeah.
Brady to the Bears, as Gov suggested. Pittsburgh.
If Roethlisberger retires, they don't have a number one. They don't have a first round draft choice. I don't know. Like there have been stupor suggestions.
Brady retires, Patriots trade for Stafford who wins the Super Bowl. That's from Tom in Harrison Township.
What about Dallas? A package, McDaniels and Brady.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you brought that up because I was thinking about McDaniels. If McDaniels got the Cleveland job, would they bring Brady there to mentor Baker? teach him how to grow up a little bit.
Financially, you could, because Baker's on a rookie deal.
Right.
That's why Chicago, I think, is intriguing. It's the money. They haven't extended Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Brady and Giselle have lowered the asking price of their house by $8 million.
What was their asking price?
Well, it's 33.8 now, so it must have been 41.8.
And this is in Boston?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Because they still have their place in New York, I'm assuming, right?
I don't know. I don't keep up with the Bradys.
Keeping up with the Bradys?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
lowering the asking price of your house by $8 million.
That would make my house a negative 7 points, you know, $999 million house.
Start with the jokes.
I think you lower yours by four.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to get rid of the moat.
I never know with moats. So is that a selling point? It's like swimming pools, you know?
Yeah,
they always say about swimming pools. It's like when you're coming to buying or selling a house, it's like a 50-50 proposition. Same with moats. Some people want them. Some people don't want them. So you kind of said in passing, Stoney, about the Patriot dynasty. And look, this is not the first time the Patriot dynasty has been declared dead. So
I
don't know if we can really go there yet. But it certainly seems like the most realistic, because you had Gronk retiring last year. You have Brady maybe leaving this year, and then you wonder how much longer Belichick's going to coach. And then you look around the league, and you see guys like Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and guys like that. It's like, okay, is Brady going to even get out of the AFC anymore?
Well, even in their own division, I mean, Josh Allen didn't play great the other day, but Buffalo's obviously getting better. They won a lot of games this year. The Jets, you would think, are going to continue to get better with Darnold. And Miami, say what you want about them, but they became competitive towards the end.
Oh, they
young team, tons of cap room, lots of draft choices.
If they didn't beat the Pats the last week of the season, the Pats would be still alive in the playoffs, waiting for their first playoff game this weekend in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you happy? Because the social media reaction to the Pats losing on Saturday night was uniformly positive, because everybody is ready for the Pats dynasty to be over. They don't like Brady. They don't like Belichick. They don't like the allegations of cheating over the years. They just, everything about it, they're just sick and tired of it.
I love it. I wanted them to win on Saturday. I always want them to win unless they're playing, you know, one of my teams or something. I just love greatness.
Yeah. Why? What is that about me and you? Because I'm with you. I'm trying to think of a dynasty over the years where when it was over, when, you know, when Magic retired or when Bird retired or whenever. Where I was like, yes.
Well, I was glad the Bulls thing ended, because I wasn't a big fan of that whole circus.
Which time? The first time or the second time?
The second time.
So when they won their final championship against Utah.
Well, I rooted for them all the time because of the rivalry, but, you know.
You rooted for the Bulls?
No, against them.
Okay. But after the Pistons had fallen away and it was like the Jordan, Rodman.
Yes. Yeah.
You rooted against the Bulls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was dumb with it because I thought. Stern manipulated the league and all that. Okay. I bought into that conspiracy.
I think dynasties are good for the league.
I don't think there's any debate about that. It's actually good that so many people hate them.
Correct.
You need a villain.
Right.
And is there a better villain than the Patriots?
And based on the television ratings for Saturday night, the Tennessee-New England game, people love to tune in to watch New England Patriots games
because you
either love them or you hate. There's no down the middle. You love them or you hate them.
That's the way people feel about the Cowboys, too, to a certain extent.
But I don't know what it is. What does it say about me? Is it say I'm a bad person that I root for the Patriots?
Makes you human.
No, you like cheaters.
Why would you keep? It's like rooting for the house in blackjack. Like, what's the point? Like, I rooted for the Yankees that one year after 9/11 when they played the Diamondbacks, even though they'd won the previous three World Series. Because in the aftermath of 9/11, I just thought it would have made a great... I just loved the whole storyline of it.
Other than that,
I did root against the Yankees.
I think part of the reason I root for the Patriots is I'm rooting against the Patriot haters. Because they're so ridiculous.
No, they're not.
Some of them are.
Like who?
I don't know, with the cheating and...
They cheated.
Okay, Spygate, fine. The Deflategate to me was BS.
Agreed.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Because he played better without the freaking ball being deflated.
So the fact that he texted those two equipment managers 193,000 times
for about
2 days and then destroyed his phone, that was just purely coincidental?
No, I don't think it was coincidental. I don't care. They just do whatever it took to win. I admired that part of them.
So you do admit that they cheated.
You just
admired it.
Yeah, they did whatever they took to care. Okay. Don't you wish the Lions would have cheated to win?
Well, yeah. Okay, I mean, it'd be better than, I guess, what we're dealing with.
I think the interesting question, do people look at them as cheaters?
I think a lot of people do. I don't personally, but I think a lot of people do.
And if it made a difference, that's the other thing. Because I think, granted, they cheated. Did it make a difference? No.
Well, no, but that's why, we talk about like turning point moments or what I like call sliding door moments. The Malcolm Butler pick is so important to the Patriots' history because if they lose that Super Bowl, then at that point in time, this is before the Philly Super Bowl and before the Falcons Super Bowl and before the Rams Super Bowl. At that point in time, Brady and Belichick would have actually lost as many Super Bowls as they had won.
Right.
And at that point, they would not have won any Super Bowl since Spygate.
Right.
Spygate was came out. I mean, obviously the Spygate thing happened before their first Super Bowl, but in terms of all the, sideline film. But they won that Super Bowl, and that was Brady's fourth. They since have won six. I mean, I don't know. That was a pretty vital moment. But yes, I think a lot of people still look. I mean, look, kind of quietly over the weekend, the league said they are going to reprimand them for what happened with the Bengals-Browns tape. Now, whether that gets back to Belichick, who knows? But the team will be reprimanded for what they did.
You just got, the million-dollar question is did Spygate help them win the first one? I mean, that's the what you would want answered, they won a super tight game, but that's what propelled all this.
They were huge underdogs.
Right. If they lose that game, who knows if any of this ever goes down? I mean, I think if they would have lost that game, Brady starting might have been in question.
They might have gone back to Bledsoe. Because Bledsoe won the AFC Championship game after Brady got hurt.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a good question. I like the Pats. Even though he can be a pain in the butt, I think Belichick's great. I'm a fan of Brady's, ever going back to his Michigan days.
I loved Gronk.
I had family in New England when I was a kid, and so the Boston teams were always kind of like my second team. I rooted for them because of them, so I've always had kind of a soft spot for them. But they are every bit as annoying as the Yankees or the Red Sox or I'm sure, some of the Lakers, Celtics years and things like that. So I don't know. I've always kind of pulled for dynasties, and I'm not totally sure why. Because they do wear the black hat very effectively.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And look, I get it from a lot of people because obviously Spygate, that stuff. And the other thing is, Boston fans have turned pretty obnoxious over the last 20, 30 years.
Well, they've had so much success.
I know.
That why not root for them to be to fail? I mean, I would have been curious 6, 7, 8 years ago. For a Belichick Brady divorce, just to see who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Brady's where he is age wise, I don't think we'll ever get a true indication of who it was.
But unless you hate Brady, who else on the team throughout the years was really hateable?
Gronk.
From a fan perspective.
Edelman is hateable.
Yeah, I get from somebody.
He's like that little ball of hate. Right, he's like Pat Verbeek.
For somebody who picks weird reasons to hate people, I get that. But they weren't really. Kraft was arrogant, but as far as the players, they weren't that, I don't know. I didn't think they were hateable.
Last year, for the first time, I experienced Patriot fatigue. Like, I did not like that they were in the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the 28-3 comeback was great for their legacy and their story. And then the Philly special game where they lost. But last year, and then the game was terrible.
Terrible.
I am glad that they're not in it this year. Like, I'm glad we're going to get something new here.
Yeah.
But however, I still, part of me wouldn't mind seeing one last hurrah next year.
No, I think that's what we're going to get.
If you know wrestling and Triple H and he always did the suck it move, it would kind of be like that.
It
was just like one last boom.
Or it'd be like the 2002 Red Wings where you find a way to surround Brady with some weapons. Somehow go out and get him a running back, get him a deep threat, lure Gronk out of retirement, something like that.
What you're saying is maybe a redo of the 2007 team, when they went and got Moss.
Yeah,
and
got
Welker.
Moss. Yeah, and which I thought is what Brown was going to be this year. I thought Brown was going to be the version of Moss, and then it just didn't work out.
No.
All right, 9:14, Heather's got news coming up next.
And there were some big surprises at the Golden Globes last night, and some of them had nothing to do with the awards.
97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.